I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
We are at Oscar time.
Mm-hmm.
Phantom Thread has the possibility for a couple of things.
Oh, yeah. Tell me which ones.
It could be an Oscar for Daniel Day-Lewis, a director win for somebody who hasn't yet received it, Paul Thomas Anderson.
I don't think this is going to be the one.
And I think you're right. I don't think
it'll be the one for either one of them. Who's Day-Lewis up against actor in the actor category?
Gary Oldman. But I think Oldman's got it locked.
Right.
It's a bigger canvas for Oldman.
Under a fat suit.
Yeah.
Prosthetic makeup,
yeah.
Right? All of which Daniel Day-Lewis would have eschewed for gaining 300 pounds and actually losing his hair. I love Daniel Day-Lewis in this movie. I love this. I think this is one of Paul Thomas Anderson's finest films.
Yes.
I don't think audiences are responding to it, even his fans.
And I think There Will Be Blood is his masterpiece. And you know what tells me about him, his favorite movie? Treasure of Sierra Madre. Here's a guy who loves flawed character.
Right.
I think Anderson catches the darkness of his character.
Mm-hmm. The Master, one of Philip Seymour Hoffman's final performances. It just seemed like a misfire to me. I still love Punch Drunk Love.
2002. It came after Magnolia. And after Boogie Nights.
After Boogie Nights, yeah. Punch Drunk Love, really, I thought was going to redefine Adam Sandler's career.
Boy, it...
He, you know, taking that character, toning it down, and then presenting it in that emotionally honest way was revelatory.
Yeah.
But he didn't follow up on it.
No.
I mean, Sandler did not go in that direction.
No, he went still for the comedic. I have seen in some of his comedy roles the promise that he had in Punch Drunk Love. In here in Vice, now there's a period piece.
Yeah. It was a throwback to me of the detective movies
right.
of the 70s.
Yeah. Paul Thomas Anderson claims to admire Quentin Tarantino,
mm-hmm.
and he's very good friends with Tarantino.
Okay.
Do you see anything?
Yeah, there is a little bit. There's definitely a Scorsese influence. Boogie Nights seems to me to be the porn industry's Goodfellas. Tarantino and Paul Thomas Anderson both share an affinity for the filmmaking style of Scorsese.
And I think in the case of Anderson, he does even better in featuring his actors in prominent roles and really putting them forward. Like, what was Burt Reynolds doing? You know, nothing.
Yeah.
Then he has Boogie Nights and he brings him up.
Yeah, he gave him another 10 years.
Yeah. He had four or five films with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, his films with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. And in this vein, in The Phantom Thread, this particular milieu brings out the best of his filmmaking. It's this studied world, this world of fashion. There's passion there, but it's not earth-shattering. And this relationship that develops around this character's art, fascinating dance between the two of them. I love that scene in particular when she has sent all the help home to have a special night with him.
And
that throws him totally off. That little, you know, battle that they have at the table.
The Day-Lewis character is not as dark as some of the others that Anderson has had. Softer, maybe because of his profession as a designer, turns out more vulnerable. Now, I was a bit put off by the latter part of that film.
Oh, I love it.
And
I love that.
Mainly because seeing a woman have that much control over a man makes me
nervous. It bothers
me, But anyway, yes, to say it's different. Paul Thomas Anderson, mid-career.
I would like to see him try his hand at something a little less auteur, a little more genre, just to see when something comes along that like reinvents the way we think of something like an action film or a broad farcical comedy. You know, I would like to see him inject his intelligence and his cinematic flair into something a little less artistically
arty. I was going to say a little less arty. Once again, I'm talking about his actors, what he did for Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah,
in Magnolia.
Right. That came after Jerry Maguire, though. And, Tom Cruise, don't get me started, is a fantastically underrated actor when he's playing human beings.
Yes.
And not these, crazy action
guys. Paul Thomas Anderson.
How about that? How about he directs the next Tom Cruise movie? That would be something, right?
I love it.
Me too.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org